Residents who live in Cache County but work in Box Elder County know the commute along what is referred to as the Valley View Highway can be risky.
It gets foggy. Traffic is at close quarters, traveling at high speeds. And during the morning and the afternoon peak travel times, there's a lot of vehicles out there.
Vic Saunders works for the Utah Department of Transportation and is very familiar with what has been a near 8-year process to decide how to reduce the potential for accidents along this 6.3-mile stretch of highway between Logan and State Road 23 in Petersburg.
Agriculture, commuters, environmentalists, government. Everybody has weighed in on this study. There's been a lot of comment.
A decision by the state agency that oversees transportation means the traffic, bike, and pedestrian needs along this section of highway should meet the projected needs for at least 50 years, according to Saunders, who says the plan takes into consideration the impacts of a highway lane expansion near wetlands.
And the findings that were given were that we go with the preferred alternative, three-lane alternating turn lanes, out across the west marsh with the four-lane with a median alignment closer into Logan.
And the median will include a 14-foot median with a center barrier and also 12-foot shoulders. Construction is expected to begin in 2020 with funding for the estimated $45 million project included in a statewide $1 billion infrastructure bond approved by the Utah legislature in 2017. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.